Today's Mishnah and Masechet Mikvaot brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKedesh is Perek Aleph, Mishnah. We're only at the very end of the first Perek, and we have our closing Mishnah. So remember what we've been going through are the six different levels of what we call Tahara. So there were, as we started off our Perek with the introduction of the words Sheish Ma'alot B'Mikvaot. We've spoken about the way that they differ from each other in terms of the water or in terms of the structure of the ground where the water is. This was the Machlokas, that way we understood it anyway, between the Rambam and the Rosh and other Rishonim. So that according to the Rambam, the focus all along has been on the water, not on the containing Karaka. So level number one, we spent a long time going through. Level number one was basically what we called puddles or gavaot. The geve is the lashon in the Navi, or even mikvaot, borot, shichin, maharot. And the uppermost of level one was water that had flowed down from rainfall on the mountain, but is not currently flowing. In all cases, it did not have arba'im sa'a, so it wasn't really a mikvah tahira. And over there, we had all of the different things that might happen, according to the Rosh's approach with many others. The idea is that once it's taken up into a container, into a mouth, or it's no longer connected to the ground, then at that point, it becomes shayach to tuma. And so, according to them, the issues were what happens if somebody drank from it, and what happens if somebody put a kli tame in it, or what happens if somebody had a kikar that had fallen into it and then had washed it off or washed his hands off, according to the Rambam. And according to the Rambam, the issue was whether it had been tampered with, berotzein, by a human being who might have drunk from it, and therefore it was no longer pristine water. Anyway, that was the first level of tahira. The only advantage over there in terms of tahira was the question of whether the drop that would have fallen from the person's mouth would still be present. Would it be metame something else? And we finished that and moved on to the next level, which was a direct transition from that rainfall that had been absorbed in the mountain, which are metam tziot. The level two was metam tziot shelo pasku. And we understood it to be similar to the idea of a continued flow from a bottle of wine, let's say, where it's the flow per se of the water that makes it more tahar. In what sense is it more tahar? It acts as if it is always able to be mevatel, the previous water that was there that was tameh, and therefore we went through exactly the same kind of events. Somebody tameh drank from it, or kli tameh was put into it, or a kikar was washed off in it. In all of those cases, if it's metam tziot level two, metam tziot shelo pasku, the din would be that they would be mevatel anything that had fallen into it. Or, as I mentioned, some achronim use the word hashaka, which we avoided. And then we had level three. Level three was what we call a mikveh. And that mikveh has arba'im sa'a in it. And that mikveh, of course, that's the classic mikveh. You could go be tevel in that mikveh, at least if you're not a zov. You could be matbil things in that mikveh. And that we don't go into great length to speak about. There you could even be tovel yodayim for kodesh. So that's like the complete Tyra, you would think. But the truth is, we have level above that, level four. So we had the geve, we had the metamtziotch that were lopasko, we had the mikvash yeshparboimsa as our first three, and then we went to the first case of ma'ayan. The cases of ma'ayan are split up here in the next three levels. So level four is a ma'ayan, which ought to be enough, but the problem is there was very little flow of that ma'ayan. So what you did was, is you added mayim she'uvim, and then it's big enough to be tovel things in, and according to some Rishonim, even big enough for the person to get into, but still not arboim so, and you added Mayim She'uvim to it. So the din over there is, it's sort of a combination mikveh mayim, and it has dinim that reflect this double identity. On the one hand, it's like a mikveh, and it's metayer only when it's standing still, which is called bashbaren, and it's like a mayan that it doesn't have any particular shear. As long as it will cover over whatever you're putting into it, that's sufficient. Machlokes, but whether that even includes a human being. That was level 4. Today we move on to level 5 and 6. So we're in Mishnah Chet, Lamala Mihem, level 5, are Mayim Mukim, which means they are Mei Mayan, but they're coming out of the ground with heavy minerals, or they're warmed, and even though they are a Mayan, and therefore they are Metaher Bezochalim, they are not considered to be Mayim Chayim. Why? Because they're not pristine. They're mixed with chemicals, they're sulfuric, or they're warm, and they are not therefore viewed as pristine and natural water. That's level 5. Above that, Lamala Mehem, is the final, ultimate, pure, clear. So Mayan is Metayer Bezochalim, and it has all of the advantages except for not being Mayim Chayim. And level 6 is the highest level of Tahira, which is Mayim Chaim. Again, this fits in so beautifully with the Rambam's understanding that it's all a function of the nature of the water. Mayim Chaim, that is water that is natural, flowing, spring water, is not polluted in any way, and is not warmed. It's entirely natural. That is super Metayer. Why? Because it's usable even for a Zov. And it says over there, Urchatzit Besaroba Mayim Chayim, Vitayarzo would only be able to become tar, not in a mikveh, and not even in a Yellowstone geyser. He would have to be in Mayim Chayim. It's also on a super level of Tyra, because since the Mitzorah has to go ahead and he has to shecht, remember, a bird into Klicheres al Mayim Chayim. He can't use the other water, even though it was Mayim from a Mayan, if that water was polluted. When I say polluted, I don't mean in a bad way, but it might even be, you know, mineral springs and so on. But it has too many chemicals in it, or it's coming out heated, that you can't use for the Mitzora. You can't take it and let it cool down. That's no longer Mayim Chayim from its source. And it's kosher lekadesh behem mechatas. What does it say over there? V'natan alav mayim chayim el keli. So you take the afer of the para, and it has to be mixed dafka with mayim chayim. Only level 6 is kosher for those three things. The tefillah of Azov, the hazayah for mitzorah, and the kiddush of mechatas, which concludes our 6 levels of Tyra so marvelously, and puts us into a whole different space of Tyra. Bezrat Hashem. See you, hopefully, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow, amidst Bisurot Tovot, and the happiness of learning together. Have a wonderful day. We shall miss you.